comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
Red Scooter Deli on 6th Street has a patio that you need to check out. Enjoy your favorite Red Scooter breakfast or lunch on the cozy heated patio. Order in person or online. Check out Red Scooter's Grab and Go stock daily with wide selection. Red Scooter Deli serving you fresh food for over 16 years. Red Scooter Deli is at 711 6th Street next to the Pet Center with tons of parking. Go to redscooterdeli.com, open 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. Use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slab. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Do you think it's possible to change your body chemistry without taking a drug, a pill, or eating wheatgrass? This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. To enhance blood flow and oxygenate your entire body, the answer to that question is yes. And it could be as simple as learning a new way to breathe. Deep breathing, or sometimes called balloon breath, provides increased blood flow and oxygen, which your body needs. This is how you add this breathing technique. Sit up nice and straight in your chair, lower your shoulders, and take a deep breath in through your nose while inflating your lungs. Hold for a count of four and slowly purse your lips and exhale as if you're blowing up a balloon. Keep listening to learn healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and instructor, who reminds you, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, April 29th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Gang member sentenced to 42 years to life in state prison for murder and assault. Survey information for Paso Robles School Board District General Obligation Bond. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 45 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County District Attorney's Office announced that a man has been sentenced to 42 years to life in prison for gang-related activities. 31-year-old Angel Ramos Ramirez was found guilty of the second-degree murder of 20-year-old Daniel Diaz. Mr. Diaz, a 20-year-old Oceana resident, was stabbed 10 times by Ramos Ramirez during the early morning hours of June 4th, 2022, on a street in Oceano. Ramos Ramirez was also found guilty of assault with a deadly weapon in a separate case, using a knife to assault a 19-year-old victim. It was also found true that Ramos Ramirez was involved in a criminal street gang. District Attorney Dan Dow said, quote, "Violent gang predators like Ramos Ramirez, who prey on people of our community, belong behind bars for life. Today's maximum sentence of 42 years to life delivers the swift justice our community demands." Survey information for Paso Robles School District General Obligation Bond. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. In last night's Paso Robles School Board meeting, staff presented recent results from a survey regarding a potential general obligation bond. The district received 407 completed surveys from registered voters in district boundaries. 53% of the respondents do not have children or grandchildren attending or have attended schools in Paso Robles. When surveyed about a $183 million bond measure, about 51% of respondents had a yes or lean yes vote. The district then compared this approval rating depending on what projects, costs, and dollar amounts were emphasized for the bond. The highest increase in yes votes were for projects that emphasized career readiness for students, and the least supported were renovations to War Memorial Stadium. Here's the overall result after being presented with the information presented by staff.
So then after we've gone through all of those questions and they've gotten a lot of information, and then we come back and we ask the question again. Remember that in the first one, remember it was a split sample. In the first one, it was 51%. After they heard the information, that went up to 56%.
The board approved staff to return to them with more information on a potential bond measure with a filing deadline of June 16th to appear in the November election. Paso Robles High School's Color Guard will be holding their benefit showcase this Saturday, May 2nd at 2 p.m. in the PRHS Gil Asa Gym. The showcase will feature high-energy performances and student choreography, highlighting the talent and dedication of the school's Color Guard. The event offers the community a way to support the program and experience the creativity and athleticism of Color Guard. Admission is $7 for adults and $5 for students and children. On Saturday as well at 4 p.m. will be the high school's future Bearcat Spring Festival. The festival invites future Bearcats into a fun evening of activities, carnival games, food, Bearcat Booster Barbecue, a silent auction, and a movie under the stars at 7 p.m. Come support the Color Guard this Saturday, and all future Bearcat families are invited to the Spring Festival. Atascadero Veterans Memorial Foundation has announced the date and time of its annual Memorial Day ceremony. The ceremony will begin at 11 a.m. on Monday, May 25th. There will be limited seating, so attendees are encouraged to bring their own chair. The event will begin with a flyover by the Estrella Warbird planes, colors accompanied by pipes and drum corps through the Welcome Home Military Flag Line, and the speaker this year will be Dick Mason. A barbecue will be provided by the Kiwanis. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Marlins beat the Dodgers 2-1, the Cubs over the Padres 8-3, the Royals beat the Athletics 4-1, the White Sox over the Angels 5-2, the Phillies shut out the Giants 7-0, Yankees beat the Rangers 3-2. Tonight, the Angels will face the White Sox, the Padres will go against the Cubs, the Dodgers will face the Marlins, the Giants will go against the Phillies, the Athletics will face the Royals, and the Yankees will go against the Rangers. In the NBA playoffs, Game 5 for the Lakers and Rockets is tonight. In California news, a man has admitted to following and impersonating Border Patrol agents to disrupt their operations in Southern California. Jamie Ernesto Alvarez Gonzalez has pled guilty to allegations where he modeled his black Ford F-150 to impersonate a federal vehicle, complete with a Border Patrol sticker on the windshield, non-working radio communications antenna on the roof, and handcuffs hung in the rearview mirror. A suspected Guatemalan drug kingpin was arrested in San Diego this week. 61-year-old Eugenio Dario Molina Lopez, also known as Don Dario, appeared in federal court after being taken into custody. He is the alleged leader of Los Huistas, a drug trafficking organization based in northwestern Guatemala, known for its cocaine distribution. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. USDA released an initial New World Screwworm Response Plan last October, but the National Cattlemen's Beef Association raised concerns about proposed movement restrictions, saying they would be difficult for the supply chain and did not distinguish between disease and pest response. After further work, Senior Director of Government Affairs with NCBA Sigrid Johannes shares updates on the revised USDA draft.
Everybody from the cow-calf, sector on up should be able to implement, and it's something most importantly for us that isn't going to completely choke off the flow of business and the supply chain if we have an outbreak in the U.S. We're always trying to strike that important balance between being aggressive enough to contain the problem, but flexible enough that people can keep making a living.
In addition, a new proposal is moving from the USDA Agricultural Research Service to the Environmental Protection Agency that would register a product to boost production of sterile male flies used for control.
That product is actually a modified fly. It allows any facility that's producing those sterile insects to produce all male flies. And that is huge for us because right now at COPEG, the place in Panama that's churning these guys out, half are female and half are male. And the males are the only ones that are actually performing for us that are actually useful for this technique.
Sigrid Johannes with NCBA.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening May 5th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Blake's True Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Mandates such as California's Universal Meals Program already provide funding to improve access to nutritious meals served to public school students. Last year, state legislatures passed a law requiring schools to phase out certain ultra-processed foods from school meals. Some school districts started the transition before the law was passed. Among them is Western Placer Unified, which started making changes in 2023 with the help of the nonprofit Eat Real. Matea Kelly, marketing director for Eat Real, said a transition away from processed foods can often encourage partnerships with local farmers. Sometimes the best pathway isn't just going through and trying to remove the ingredients, but it's just bringing in whole foods, Kelly said. Helping these districts to source from more local farmers can sometimes be one of the lightest pathways to be able to do that. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. CHP reports there is a traffic collision with no injuries at 1212 North Street in San Miguel. CHP says that a Toyota slammed into a power pole. CHP currently has a unit at the scene. The incident was first reported at about 6:59 this morning. Again, there's a traffic collision with no injuries where a vehicle slammed into a power pole at 1212 North Street in San Miguel. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 80s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the mid-40s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 80s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Friday, partly cloudy starting on Saturday, continuing through Wednesday next week. Low 80s Friday, low 70s on Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday and Monday, upper 60s on Tuesday, 74 a week from today. Currently, it is 48 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
The 10th annual Atascadero Tamale Festival is this Friday and Saturday at the Sunken Gardens. Fiesta Friday kicks off the weekend from 5 to 9 p.m. with live music, tamale vendors open for business, and adult beverages for sale from the Central Coast Zoo Association. Saturday is the main event from 11 to 7 with over 100 vendors, live music and dancers, the famous dancing horses, bounce houses, face painting, chihuahua and pet costume contest, and of course, tamales. More info at visitatascadero.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened lower. The Federal Reserve is wrapping up its meeting today, probably the last, with Jerome Powell as Fed Chair. Wall Street is bracing for earnings today from Amazon, Alphabet, Meta Platforms, and Microsoft, all coming out after the Wall Street close. Health insurer Humana's earnings were disappointing after its Medicare ratings declined. Humana shares opened down 5%. Visa is seeing resilient credit card spending continuing. Visa shares are up 9%. Yum Brands, parent of Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut, is reporting better than expected demand for fast food. Taco Bell and KFC sales rose, the stock's up 3.5%, and more than 60% of its sales are now from digital ordering. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stiefel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stiefel, where success meets success.
Stiefel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stiefel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stiefel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stiefel, 238-3080.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love, or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service, at affordable prices.
Red Scooter Deli, they've been serving you fresh food for over 16 years. And don't forget, if you use promo code KPRL, you'll get a $5 discount. Order online, or you can go there in person. Call 805-237-1780 or redscooterdeli.com. They're open 6:30 till 4 daily. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech ready to go, 238-5775, which you can text at 238-KPRL. And it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, Atascadero.
Yeah.
If that's what it takes me, baby, to show how much you mean to me. And I guess it's just the woman in you that brings out the man in me. I know I can't help myself. You're all in the world to me.
It feels like the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2 on Sound Off. Eric will be in for Karen and 11 on Lynn Compton. They're going to talk about that, committee. The committee funded by Ernst and some others to help out little Jimmy there. All right. I saw some of the survey regarding past Robles and what Chris reported on. And what I find interesting, it has to do with property values. Many people think that property values drive up the home values. I mean, the quality of the school. Question I have is, and you folks in real estate may know this if that's a question that people ask, but if we have 53% of the people in the survey and the demographics in Paso Robles are older anyway, I wonder if that matters. Because if it does correlate, we've had a bad record in the schools, in the school here for, well, quite a few years, and yet the home prices seem to be pretty substantial. I just wonder if that is one of those old myths that people still buy into. Anyway, here's something about the state of education from a professor, I believe. And please give this a listen to.
My name is Dr. Jared Cooney Horvath. I'm a former teacher turned cognitive neuroscientist who focuses on human learning. And I do not receive funding, nor have I ever, from big tech. So a sad fact our generation has to face is this. Our kids are less cognitively capable than we were at their age. Every generation has outperformed their parents, and that's exactly what we want. We want sharper kids. And the reason for this largely has been school. Each generation spends more time in school. We use school to develop our cognition. Until Gen Z. Gen Z is the first generation in modern history to underperform us on basically every cognitive measure we have, from basic attention to memory to literacy to numeracy to executive functioning to even general IQ. Even though they go to more school than we did. So why? What happened? What happened around 2010 that decoupled schooling from cognitive development? It can't be school. Schools basically look the same. It can't be biology. This hasn't had enough time to change. The answer appears to be the tools we are using within schools to drive that learning. Across 80 countries, as Gene was just saying, if you look at the data, once countries adopt digital technology widely in schools, performance goes down significantly, to the point where kids who use computers about 5 hours per day in school for learning purposes will score over 2/3 of a standard deviation less than kids who rarely or never touch tech at school. And that's across 80 countries. Bring it home to the US. Let's go to the US. We have our NAEP. That's our big data. Take any state, and here's a fun experiment you can try. Take any state NAEP data, compare that to when that state adopted one-to-one technology widely, and watch what happens. The NAEP data will plateau and then start to drop. But of course, this is all correlative. What we really want is causative. To get causation, what you need is academic research, and you need mechanisms, explanations for why we're seeing what we're seeing. Luckily, we have academic research stretching back to 1962 that shows the exact same story for 60 years. When tech enters education, learning goes down. In fact, because what do kids do on computers? They skim. So rather than determining what do we want our children to do and gearing education towards that, we are redefining education to better suit the tool. That's not progress. That is surrender. Name is
All right. So again, here's a question that one has to ask. And I've mentioned this over the years. Up until around 1980, maybe give or take a year or two on either side, California and the New York public school systems were among the most respected in the United States. Look at them now. So, you know, a question that always goes through my mind is, if that's the case, what did you do or didn't do to cause this problem? And if it was working, why not go back and say, what were we doing back then? My guess, there's a lot of factors in there that people don't want to mention. And that would include the parents in cases, and also certain cultures and laws, rules, regulations, whatever you want to call them, that have led to the demise. And we have continually put more money into the education system that, just listening to this and the numbers that we see, we're failing the kids. We're not doing our jobs. And the solution is always a better-looking gym, a better-looking school, et cetera, et cetera. Just absolutely boggles the mind how this continues. This continues. All right, let's see here. Did that... let's see here. School board scams pay off consultants and obligate district residents approximately $7,500 per vote. The vote needs 55% approval. If there are those that really want to have a bond for Paso, they can pay it on their, with their own money and their fair share of the $7,500. Well, that's not going to happen. Everybody, all the property owners, will pay for it as well. So get ready and see how it's presented in the wording and so forth, because it's only money. And again, people forget that we're already paying on the old bonds and the Cuesta bond and who knows what else. Which, by the way, somebody had sent me something early this morning, excuse me, late yesterday afternoon, and it has to do with their insurance. Their insurance went up about 17% to 20% per month, the cost. So for those of you that apparently have a lot of money, your insurance is pretty important and so forth. If you want to keep add more money, that you're writing checks, more causes, like this person suggested, why don't you do it on your own? It's getting tight out there. All right, speaking of tight and money, again, I came across this morning, very interesting, because we brought it up, and the this has to do with the billionaire tax. And yesterday, somebody had sent me some information regarding the analysis of potentially what's could or more than likely going to happen regarding the money leaving the state. That's one thing. That's the first, you know, the one-time shot for these billionaires, who many have left already. And then a few others that are to follow, and the jobs and the income that they will take with them, and the ramifications. And again, when the people out there were signing this petition to get it on the ballot, I'm willing to guess that this was not brought up to them at all. It's just billionaires, evil people. And here we go.
Wealth effect has already left the state since December. In fact, all that half of the billionaire wealth. Larry Page and Sergey Brin, the Google co-founders, they have taken their talents to Miami, along with their combined $575 billion in total wealth. Mark Zuckerberg also heading to the Sunshine State with his $240 billion in wealth. Add in the net worths of Peter Thiel, Jan Koum, Dan Hanke, and others who have left privately, and between $800 billion and over $1 trillion of wealth has already left the state since December. New research from Jared Walsack, he is the visiting fellow at the California Tax Foundation, finds that the billionaire tax will reduce annual tax revenue in California going forward by $3.5 billion to $4.5 billion a year. That's mainly the billionaires who leave, along with the jobs and the sales taxes that some of them will take with them. That doesn't include potential losses from founders who decide not to start their companies in California in the future. The report calls, quote, "The chilling effect on future California investment represents a significant further economic risk for a state so reliant on technological innovation."
So why would the people in California then vote for this or want it on the ballot? There is a, again, for years, a resentment for successful people. And apparently these dopes are the same people that choke to death on pens every year. don't realize that these people create wealth for others, not just themselves. So I'll tie that in with, since we're coming up to the end of April, May 1st is May Day. May Day, May Day. On May 1st, that's this Friday, educators will join workers, parents, students, and community members to rise up for dignity, justice, and public investment in our lives, not in billionaires' profit margins. You know what a profit margin help does? It helps provide jobs. It helps to buy goods and services. It also provides tax base for schools to be funded, roads to be fixed, your safety, your fire and police, and so forth. That's what helps. Now, this toolkit provides somebody sent me this, a guidance to help May Day and make a bold impact for our schools and communities. And this has to do from, again, it's across the country. And hundreds of cities will be participating in this to honor the workers. Well, we have that on Labor Day. You can put your sign out in your own front yard. And it's to carry the legacy forward at a time when billionaires and corporations have tilted the rules against the rest of us. The changes we need has never been from standing alone. It has come from working together. So this day of rallies, marches, teach-ins, labor actions, and a refusal of business as usual. Okay, so what are their demands to build a society we all deserve? Well, that's interesting. Do we all deserve something? That's pretty pretentious, isn't it? Okay, so their demand for the bill to say we all stop the billionaire takeover and rampant corruption of the Trump administration. Protect and defend Medicaid, Social Security, and other programs working people rely on. Fully fund public schools, health care, and housing for all. Stop the attacks on our communities, including policies targeting immigrants. It doesn't say illegal, it just says immigrants. Also, the attacks on people of color, Native people, people with disabilities, and those who identify as LGBTQ. So this is part of what their demands are. Society we all deserve. And to those who identify as LGBTQ is included in this. So we'll see what happens this coming Friday regarding this. I don't know if you call it just a protest or rally or whatever the double hockey sticks it is, but beware. I'm assuming that they will do this after school. I don't know. Or during school. So they're hoping to flex their muscles legally, peacefully, and in unity. It's an opportunity to seize and to make their voices heard. We won't be silent or ignored. Well, you certainly won't be either. Well, can't wait to see what comes out of the mouth. Again, make sure your pen's not in it. All right, we got to go. It's up against the clock. I'm going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Pastorables High School's Color Guard will be holding their benefit showcase this Saturday, May 2nd at 2 p.m. in the PRHS Gillace Gym. The showcase will feature high-energy performances and student choreography. Admission is $7 for adults and $5 for students and children. Come support the PRHS Color Guard. On Saturday, May 2nd at 4 p.m., will also be Pastorables High School's Future Bearcat Spring Festival. The festival invites future Bearcats into a fun evening of activities, carnival games, food, Bearcat Booster Barbecue, a silent auction, and movie under the stars at 7 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s, it's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. On to New York City on the 9/11 memorial for King Charles and Queen Camilla after a sparkling White House state dinner toasting our special alliance.
To proud and allied nations, to the United States and the United Kingdom, God bless both our countries.
And the U.S. strong defenders in NATO, President Trump toasting our shared resolve that Iran never have a nuclear weapon.
We have militarily defeated that particular opponent.
At 4 a.m., he was posting on Truth Social, no more Mr. Nice Guy. Iran can't get their act together to sign a non-nuclear deal, ending they better get smart soon. Oil prices surging today. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth appears before the House Armed Services Committee defending the Iran war and the Pentagon's budget request, now $1.5 trillion to cover the war. America's listening to Fox News.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
And rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my case.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. We've got 11 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Enjoy the day. Lots of sunshine, 80. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-40s. Low 80s on your Thursday and also Friday. You're going to have a pretty nice day as well, low 80s. Low 70s Saturday, mid-60s Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, upper 60s. And a week from today, mid-70s, no rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 9, up and down. 6:14 a.m., 7:48 p.m. We are now at 52. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online. HutchHeatingAndAir.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. The food is made fresh. Yes, indeed. All right, Atascadero Summer Aquatics Program, they need some lifeguards, all right, so everybody can enjoy the summer and so forth. And let's see here, the staff will spend time training in late May and early June before official programming begins. So if you're looking for a fun and rewarding local summer job, they'd love to have you apply and potentially join the team there in Atascadero. So look up the city of Atascadero Recreation and get going. All right, we have Wine and Dine Pour Fest. Wine, beer, food, silent and live auctions. And this is to benefit the Honor Flight Central Coast. All right, that's coming up June 6th. And it will be at the Estrella Warbird Museum, 5:30 till 9. Sponsorships are available. Tickets are limited, so you need to get them ASAP. So remember, just go to visit honorflightccc.org for more information, and you'll hear more on that in many ways. It's the Wine and Dine Pour Fest coming up for our heroes June 6th. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got lunch for you every day. They've got brunch for you on the weekends, and they've got dinner for you Wednesday through Sunday. All right, it's 9 minutes away from 8 at the Right Choice, KPRL. Time for birthdays and anniversaries for our local people.
Happy, happy.
And our celebrities as well. And it's brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. It's you still have plenty of time to, you know, take a look around and so forth and so on, because that special event, and that is to buy your jewelry and art the 19th through the 21st. That's of May for those of you. All right, so some people's birthdays and anniversaries, because they like to hear their spouse or their kids or whatever grandkids' names heard on the wireless. All right, leading off, we have Harley Miller, Angel York, James Galvin, Kay McLean, Brenda Clouston, Georgia Collins, Angie Timone. Ken Mundy is having another birthday. And we have, well, looky here. Paul and Debbie Viborg and Ken and Leslie Palmer also celebrating an anniversary. All right. And looking over here, something that I didn't know I had. All right, let's see. On the other list here, you heard of, it's a local connection. William Randolph Hearst, 1863, 1951. The Duke. Duke Ellington, 1899, 1974. Japan's longest reigning emperor. He's just a kid or a teenager when he took over back in 1926. Hirohito, 1901, 1989. The orchestra leader, Russ Morgan. You're nobody till somebody, then Dino did into a song. 1904, 1969, onward we go. Let's see here. I think, nope, that wasn't him. Oh, I always do this when I mention one of the brothers, cab driver. Donald Mills of the Mills Brothers, 1915, 1999. Celeste Holm, the actress, 1917, 2012. The coach, George Allen, also liked that ice cream, if you remember. 1918, 1990, from the Coasters. Yes, indeed, the one and only Carl Gardner, 1928. He died in 2011. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Lonnie Donegan, 1931, 2002. Rod McEwen, 1933, 2015. The Dirtbag, and IRS loves this guy. Willie Nelson, 1933. The oldest living baseball Hall of Famer, Luis Aparicio, 1934. How about that? From My Cousin Vinny, that's a good movie. Lane Smith, 1936, 2005. Yeah, from the Oak Ridge Boys, Dwayne Allen, 1943. This guy was a pretty good quarterback. He had, when he retired, and he retired, I forget what year, but anyway, at the time, he had the most career passing yards, over 34,000. Jim Hart played with the Cardinals. Jim was born in 1944. From the grassroots, Joel Larson, the drummer, 1947. Remember, this guy is one of America's top runners way back when, and ended up being a House representative from House of Representatives from Kansas, Jim Ryan, 1947. Tommy James of the Shondells was born in 1947. Golf champ Johnny Miller. Dale Earnhardt was born in 1951. He died in that crash 2001. Nora Dunn, the comedian, 1952. Jerry Seinfeld's having a birthday, 1954. Kate Mulgrew, the actress, 1955. Daniel Day-Lewis, the Academy Award-winning actor, was born in 1957. Michelle Pfeiffer, 1958. Eve Plum from the Brady Bunch, 1958. My goodness, Master P, everybody's favorite rapper, or some anyway. Born in 1967 from Wilson Phillips, Carney Wilson, the daughter of Brian Wilson. She was born in 1968. Pretty good tennis player and also made a lot of money doing commercials, particularly for one of the camera companies. I don't remember which. Andre Agassi was born in 1970. Uma Thurman, the actress, 1970. Good pitcher, left-hander with the Yankees and others. Got a ring. Sterling Hitchcock, 1971. Onward we go here with this. We have the brothers who were both tennis champs, and Mike Bryan and Bob Bryan were born in 1978, and everybody's favorite quarterback, Jay Cutler, 1983, and I believe, the golf champ, Justin Thomas. Isn't he married to Wayne Gretzky's daughter? I think so. Anyway, he was born in 1993. Anyway, passing away on this day, the co-discoverer of LSD, Albert Hoffman, he gone in 2008. The one and only Alfred Hitchcock passed away in 1980. Wallace Carruthers, he was important. He invented nylon. He died in 1937, also passing away on this day. Remember the television series Soap and some others? Chester Tate, Robert Mandan, he died in 2018. Let's see, who else died on this day? That's it. All right. So, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, as I mentioned, he is the oldest living baseball Hall of Famer. And, again, I know that, you know, sometimes careers get lost. Now, when he retired, Luis Aparicio ranked second to Ty Cobb in AL history in career at-bats, fifth in games played and seventh in singles. His 506 stolen bases trailed only Cobb and Eddie Collins among AL players at the time. He set the Major League record for career hits and total bases as a shortstop that was later broken by Derek Jeter and Cal Ripken. His 2,500 games as a shortstop were a Major League record until 2008 and the AL record until 2014. He led the Major League records for career assists and double plays until Ozzie Smith passed him. And he still holds the AL record for assists, putouts, and total chances, though Ripken broke the AL mark. His career fielding as a shortstop was 972. It ranked second only in AL history when he retired to Lou Boudreau. Ted Williams said he was the best shortstop he ever saw play. Again, we sometimes forget about how good somebody was. He had over 2,600 hits, over 500 stolen bases. And he was an All-Star 13 times, Rookie of the Year, 9-time Gold Glove Award winner, and also he led the AL in stolen bases 9 times. That's a pretty darn good career.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The County District Attorney's Office announced that a man has been sentenced to 42 years to life in prison for gang-related activities. 31-year-old Angel Ramos Ramirez was found guilty of murdering 29-year-old Daniel Diaz in Oceano on June 4, 2022. The Atascadero Veterans Memorial Foundation has announced the date and time of its annual Memorial Day ceremony. It'll begin at 11 a.m. on Monday, May 25th. The event will include a flyover by the Estrella Warbird planes, colors accompanied by pipes and drum corps through the Welcome Home military flag line. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
This is another impressive statistic for Luis Aparicio. 16 straight seasons with more than 500 plate appearances. And by the way, played a long time. I think about 14 or 15 years. He never played any other position than shortstop. All right, we got one more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.